the encounter, the loss, and the trial. We're tuning in next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Welcome, welcome, you guys. Welcome to the after show for Messiah. We are covering episode 4. It has already been 4 episodes.
Already, I know. Went by fast.
We're just going through it, you guys, binging this show. Episode 4, called The Trial, appropriately named, holy cow. We are talking Ava's standoff, Abram has nothing, and of course, the trial. We are also talking our special segment, WWYD, what would you do, for those of you who don't know. And, of course, our news and gossip. But first, I have my Messiah extraordinaire, Messiah in the Netflix show, extraordinaire, Ebony Chatman.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am very good.
I'm glad to see your face today.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We've been hanging out here almost every day, you guys.
We're tight. Okay, we're tight.
We're like tight. I showed her my empanada recipe today, so.
What do I need?
That means we're close. Real close. Okay. This was a big episode.
So big.
Like, we were so talking big. Before, our notes are just like
list.
Pages.
I mean, 4 pages, you guys. I have 4 pages of notes.
So we're going to try to do it, okay, in a timely, I'm looking at the clock here. We're going to try to do it in a timely manner, but there's so much
we'll get through it, though.
To cover. Okay. Yes. So let's just dive right into it so we don't waste any time, me talking about nothing. Ava's standoff. She finally gets to meet Al-Masai. Finally. Yes. Finally. And I feel like we've had some questions answered with her character before she meets him. So she was pregnant or had gotten pregnant.
Right. See?
Yeah.
I told you.
You were right.
Right?
And okay. She's not taking some weird drugs. Like I was, my theories were way off. She actually was taking fertility drugs.
Yes.
And her husband is dead.
Dead. So that's confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was gone, but I was, you know, I was hope. So his sperm is banked and
that's how she's able to be getting pregnant here.
Okay, but my question still is, aren't we supposed to see, there's a step that's missing.
There is a step missing. But again, a show.
Yeah. I just feel like that's an important thing to connect. Yeah. Maybe they just assume that we're like, oh, okay, she went and.
Yeah, exactly. On her off day. We didn't see it. It's fine.
Off day. This girl has no off days. Okay, so some questions answered because I know last time we had a lot of questions.
And a lot of questions.
So those are some that are answered. So she's so dedicated to her job.
Right.
That she just goes straight to Al-Masai with a tip off from Will Mathers, who's like your typical policeman. You know, he like dressed really nice, super tall, hair is like gelled, you know.
Yeah, he looks sneaky to me.
I don't think he's sneaky. I think he has little man syndrome.
There's something, like, he has an ego, a big ego. And yes. I think that, you know, she outworks him, and I think he knows that. So I think he's just trying to, like, catch her up in something.
Yeah, I agree.
To be honest.
I agree.
Yeah.
But he also wanted something from her.
Right.
We don't know what that is, but I feel like, you're right, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
But he does help her out and tip her off that Al-Masai is alone, and she... I know that face. I know the face. So they go, and then this is the confrontation. This is, I feel like, besides the trial, I feel like this
was
scene,
my favorite scene.
Yeah.
First of all, this was my favorite episode by far.
It is.
So far, this is like my favorite episode.
Okay.
And that scene had me like, oh, yeah, you better tell her about herself. You better tell her. I really liked it.
I feel like they were like trying to both call each other out. She was like, I know who you are. You know how you say you are. I know characters like you. She breaks it down. This is how you become the way you're doing what you're
right,
doing.
But then
right
he
now.
Totally turned it around back on her.
I know.
110% turned it back on her. So
do you think, okay, so with this conversation, is this something that you thought completely like solidified even more so in your mind that he could be the second coming character? Or is he just like playing it?
No, I'm telling you, I told you that I was sold.
I told you, I'm sold. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sold.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But I mean, I feel like there has to be some type of like plot twist. I mean, like, yeah. I'm just wondering, like, how are they going to end the show? You know, like, there has to be some type of like conflict, weird thing. Like, right now, it's like building tension. Mm-hmm. Oh, But, like, nothing actually, like, really happened yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're going after him, but he still seems to find himself, like, getting out of things.
Of course.
All the time.
Of course.
So I'm like, okay, like, what's going to be that, like, big dun, dun, dun
thing, yeah.
You know?
So well, I feel like the trial was almost that because if he could have gotten... I'll wait till we know. Okay, I'll wait it. All right. Speaking of waiting.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to be on another after show because... It's really fun to hear what you think about all these different shows. How many shows? We have a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz. Can you tell us more about
that? We have so many shows here at AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
And to keep them going, we need your support. So please like, subscribe, comment, follow us, follow here at AfterBuzz. You know, thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And we want to continue to grow. So please, please, please support us. And we will continue to give you the things that you want, the things you're looking for, which is our opinions. So, yes.
We have a lot of opinions here. AfterBuzz TV. That's why we like it. Okay, thank you for that.
Of course.
I appreciate that. On to Avram has nothing. Avram has nothing.
Oh, like, yeah, nothing. Totally. Gets fired from his job.
He's done.
Yeah.
But also, we see a little remorse from him because he, you know, he beat Jabril.
Oh, he totally feels bad.
Senseless, dropped him in the desert.
Feels bad about
for nothing. Yeah.
Because he went back to try to look for him.
Exactly. Of course he's gone, but he tells his friend, man, I effed up. Like, I totally effed up. And then he loses his job over this whole Megiddo.
What was that whole thing? Like, what do you think made him kind of...
The Megiddo thing?
Realize that he made a mistake with the Jabril.
Because he's completely out of line. He's completely out of line. Like, he seems to have been acting on his own accord for a very long time. And I think the reason why the government kind of turns a blind eye is because he gets them results.
Right.
Right? He gets them answers.
Isn't that always how it goes?
Right.
You have a little money, you have a little result. That's what it is.
Exactly. So yeah. I feel like he's like, you know, people are like, oh, okay, whatever. But now that the CIA was involved, it became a big deal. Now they have to fire him over it. But they're not firing him because of, you know, I mean, they are firing because of the deleting the tape, but not because it was Al-Masai, but because of this whole Megiddo incident.
Right.
And that's what he doesn't want anybody to know. It's not the fact of him, you know, talking to Al-Masai and all that was said. It's that incident, the fact that he knew that. That's what he doesn't want anybody to know. So much so that he's willing to lose his job over it. So it makes me wonder, what happened? What happened there?
I don't know. I hope they tell us.
I mean, it has to be something beyond. We know there was a boy. They killed him.
Did they?
You know, how he killed him, like...
We don't know.
I don't know. So, yeah. But it must have been really, really bad if he's not going to tell his chief of police. So, you know, it's really interesting.
He obviously got caught up in some mask. At the end of the day, just like he deleted those 12 minutes with mm-hmm. him and Al-Masai on the recording, he probably did something that maybe wasn't protocol. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing he does is protocol.
Exactly.
Like, he's like a loose cannon. He's just, he literally just, you know, he does whatever he wants. And I feel like his anger, like I said before, I think his anger is such a big focal point because he drives, everything is driven off of his anger, what he's upset with. And now it seems that, you know, Al-Masai has driven him to lose his job. Because he wouldn't have lost a job if not for this
situation.
Situation,
for sure.
Not the interrogation, you know?
I mean, isn't that the point of him supposed to be coming back to, like, give things light, kind of show
the
real,
what's
true
in the
colors?
Darkness will come to light.
Exactly.
Yeah, there it is.
Boom.
I see it. Yeah. So I really like his character. I really like his character. And I think I feel bad for his character.
I feel bad, too. I feel like he's, like, a lost soul.
He is.
He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Now, he has nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I mean, you go from, like, power to, like, having nothing.
Yeah. Hard.
Pretty crazy.
It's hard. All right, we've just breezed through those first two topics just so I could get to the trial.
Okay, let's get
like,
to it.
I was like, whoosh, talk about it. Done. Here we go. The trial. Okay. First, I want to point out, Al-Masai has a real name. He has a real name. His real name is not Al-Masai. He has a real name.
Well, yeah.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
No, I mean, I didn't think he did. I thought that, you know, he was just Al-Masai.
Messiah.
Yeah, like what people were calling him. I thought, oh, he must not have it. No, he has a real name. That's not revealed, okay? But he's raising havoc everywhere. And what I really want to focus on is his plea to the judge. It's short. It's sweet. He says, no one decided where they were born.
Yes.
What divides us?
The border.
I'm paraphrasing here. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
A border is an idea decided by the lucky. And today you sit in the seat of the fortunate. And just remember what put you there. What is fate but the hand of God?
Honestly, I thought that was such a strong line.
So strong.
I thought it was such a strong line. I was like, wow. Like, I mean, he's right. Like, yeah. To be honest with you, that is so true. Like, we don't pick where we're born or the family we get. Like, that's just, mm-hmm. it just happens, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's so true. Like, you don't get to pick whether you're poor or rich, you know, any of that. So I was like, you know what? Dang, he has a point.
It was very poignant.
Yeah, it was. So like, what makes you different than me?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that my fate had me over there. Boom.
Exactly. Exactly. And that seemed to hit, struck a nerve with the judge because, you Definitely. Know, the way he looked at him.
And let's not forget the fact that, like, he is also dying, the judge.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so when we first opened the scene, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like this CAT scan mm-hmm. of a brain. And I was like...
Which I thought
was
Ava's.
Me too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, does she also have like this crazy unoperable mm-hmm. brain injury or tumor or something? Like, what's happening? So then obviously it's not revealed till later that it is the judge with the whole like CAT scan in his drawer thing. And mm-hmm. he was like, you know, let me die happy, blah. So I think... After, you know, going through this whole thing and, like, hearing that, I think I feel like death always brings a different tone to stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, when you're on your last leg, there's no way that you're going to try to be mean or, like, stick something to someone or, like, try to get revenge.
Yeah.
Because for you, like, there's not really a point anymore.
Right.
So I feel like that was definitely a good turning point. And that's probably why he let him go.
I think you're right. And I was also wondering if he... let him go because it's like, this is my last dying wish is to make the wishes of other people come true.
Right.
You know, if I'm going to die, then I'm going to go out good. And this guy, at the right time, he's the guy that gets the goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's why he let him go, despite the bribe that he got.
Because let's talk about it.
The president is, and his henchmen, are all up in arms.
You guys, I do have to say that I think Netflix does a really, really, really good job with this, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, when you're watching this show, it's not about, like, action-packed and, like, weird, like, you know, suspense or, like, a thriller. Like, this is not that show, right? So I think maybe people go into it with, like, a different understanding of what the show is going to be about, and they're, like, disappointed. But if you go in with, like, an open mind and you go in looking to analyze something, this is the show for you. Like, if you're an absolutely. Analytical type person, mm-hmm. this is the show for you because you have the way that they parallel the issues, we have the show, but it's basically like in modern times. So we yeah. have a president who is controlling and using bribes to get his way, which, I mean, isn't too far off from what we're dealing with right now.
And has already put, like, an immigration control right. in that's been standing for at least 2 years.
Right. Right. So then we're talking about the immigration ruling, the controversy mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. there. You know, you see that all over the news and the TV in the show. Also talking about, like, religious misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. Which I think there's a whole lot. Like, not obviously when you're dealing with Middle Eastern culture, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So again, like, that whole bridge between the two. And then culturally, it's different too. So religiously and culturally. And you're touching on all these topics. So I was like, right. okay, Netflix, round of applause.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also funny. It's not funny, but it's also interesting because they touch on those topics, and then they show how much those topics overcloud what the real situation is.
Right.
Like, a lot of that, although important, is a big distraction, you know, beyond, like, what is going on behind the scenes? What is it that they're hiding? You know, what is the real situation?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, right, but it also, it's showing... the fact that, yeah, you're hiding things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, isn't that everyone's kind of, like, MO? Like, you want to look your best, especially...
Oh, of course.
You know, you're running... the president, he did the whole bribery thing because he wanted to look like we have control. Mm-hmm. We are America. We are powerful. You can't mess with us. Mm-hmm. And that was the message he wanted to send. So whether he did it dirty or, you know, not.
Nobody would know.
Right. And that was, and so I feel like it's, again, that those touching pieces of also trying to put on a facade to, like, show what up to others what you what you're trying to portray. So
it's basically Instagram.
Yeah. basically
Instagram.
Instagram's a lie. Okay. Don't believe anything you see on Instagram.
We all use it. Yeah. Okay, don't lie. We all use it. Yeah, absolutely. I think those are amazing points, fantastic points, because they did. They touched all of it, and it was like, you know, they've been hinting at it here and there, but they really got it all in one episode.
Yeah, and I think that's genius. Good job, Netflix.
Yeah. I love it. I want to talk about when they ask him what religion he was.
Yes.
And he says, I walk with all men.
Yeah.
What do you think that meant?
The thing, which I thought was interesting too, that scene, because everyone, as soon as he said that, everyone was like, oh. Yeah. Like, did you hear that in the courtroom?
And then they put it on, like, all these boards and stuff. Walk with all men. He just said, walk with all men.
And I was like, why was that such a big topic? Like, I mean, why was that such, like, a thing to me? I don't know. For me, I didn't understand why everyone was so, up in arms about that.
Yeah.
But, again, if you are the son of God, you are sent from God, the Messiah, you don't have a religion necessarily. You know, like, I feel like you believe in God, right? Because the Lord, the God is your Father.
Right.
But I feel like you walk with everyone, like everyone's included. There's not like
I get you.
A separation between like Muslim, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, Baptist. Like there's not.
Like it's all semantics.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you read the Bible. You believe in God, right?
Got it.
So it's
Got
like
it.
You walk with everyone. And honestly, I don't feel like the intention is ever when it comes to like religion and God and all that, right? Like not to get too deep, but it's like,
oh no,
I don't
deep.
That's why I don't think the intention is that God had, right, to have 30 different religions.
Like, yeah.
I do not think that
I agree with you on that.
It's like people have an idea of like, oh, well, like I learned this, but like I don't agree with this. So I'm going to go do my own thing over here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have followers, believe in the teachings that I am saying and growing and whatever. And so that's why we have so many different religions. But I don't think that was like the true intention.
Yeah.
Right? So
I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was the true intention to have all of these different sects of, you know, believing and stuff. I agree with you. But I think there is a difference between a lot of these different religions. Some of it is, yeah, some of it is semantics and it's, you know, but they all bridge, they all kind of have the same overarching story.
Right.
And it makes me wonder where that came from. You know what I mean? Like, right. What is that original overarch story, that meta narrative that we have, you know? That's where I think it's different. And then the other religions, I believe, are, you know, all off of that.
Right.
Like, playing off of that.
But it's funny because, you know, every religion, if you, like, listen to, like, if you, like, study a little bit, every religion has their own creation story.
Right.
So it's, like, with the Bible and, like, Christianity, you have, like, the Adam and Eve eat the apple, get banned. Mm-hmm. And then you have Greek mythology, like, has the same idea where there's, like, Zeus and, you know, Hercules and whatever and that whole thing. I mean, I did a little tour for, like, Greek mythology, and I was like, oh, snap. Like, Hercules actually wasn't, like, this wonderful person that we're all
trying to.
I had no idea.
All the Greek gods have, like, too many human characteristics.
And they're all, like, the bad ones. Like, even Cupid. Yeah. I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here.
That's a whole nother story. Right, they're totally. All messed up there.
But, yeah, I mean, but every religion has their own creation story, so... Mm-hmm. It has to be coming from somewhere, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what I agree. Yeah, I think it's coming from somewhere. It's interesting to see the differences. And that's why I think when he says, I walk with all men.
Right.
I agree with you. I think he could be alluding to that, you know, he is here like for the people kind of a thing. You know, I accept all men.
Right.
You know, and women, of course. Okay, guys, don't.
Right. Everyone. Here. Everyone.
Men. When he says all men, he means everybody, women too.
All mankind.
All mankind.
There we go.
Change it.
We're inclusive.
Yeah. Okay. I walk with all mankind. I think it's that. But then it makes me question, like, where does his loyalty lie?
But, like, where does that leave? I mean, okay, we still have the people at the border. Let's not forget. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who are dying. Okay. Like, like they're hungry, they're thirsty, they don't have any like resources.
Yeah.
And he's yet to be back. So I don't know. Like, so I guess my question is just like, what is the whole uniting thing? Like, what, how are you going to, how is he going to encompass everyone together? Mm-hmm. So like, I guess I'm like searching for this.
Yeah.
Connection point.
Do you think that that's impossible? Because in order to encompass everybody together, like have them get along and all believe one thing, then that would call for a lot of cultures to be displaced, you know, and forgotten, realistically. A lot of things that people have been ingrained with
right.
for like years upon years to just go, never mind. You know, like I feel like for all mankind, you think about the population on the earth, that all believe one thing.
Right, which is totally impossible and definitely not going to happen
it's like
ever.
This utopian, you know,
definitely not going to happen. But like, that's the realistic side of it. But the unrealistic side is that
and it's a show.
It's a show, it's and I think that they're trying to get a point across that maybe one day, if you just put a little bit aside, compromise a little bit, maybe we can all come together. I don't know.
Right,
we'll see. We'll episode, see. You know, the end of the season. So we'll see how that comes together.
Wow, but guys, we just got. Real deep.
Real deep.
I liked it.
I know.
I liked it. Let us know your thoughts in the comments because
please.
We like to keep this conversation going. And I think it would be really cool to hear what you guys all think. Jumping back really quick to Felix, whose church is now extremely popular.
Right.
Extremely popular. Feels called to come and pick him up after the trial. I don't think Felix thinks that Al-Masih is necessarily the Messiah.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think he's sold on it. I think he thinks he's from God. Because when they came and the reporter asked him, why did you come here? He didn't say, because I believe that he is the Son of God. He didn't say that. He said, I believe he was sent from God. Am I being too picky?
I don't know, maybe.
the look said it all. So I don't think he's completely sold out.
I think, okay, this is my thing. He literally left his wife who was like
crying. Yeah.
Do not go. And mm-hmm. he was like, I have to. Like, this is what I like need to go do. To go pick up the man from trial, like he just felt like he had to be there, and then ended up, you know, he obviously didn't know he was gonna go. He got let go. He was the first one to be like, take me, mm-hmm. like to take him away.
Get in the car. I'll All take right. you somewhere.
So I feel like he is really sold. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're not 100% sold, you're not gonna be doing the extra mile, and he was doing the extras.
Yeah, yeah. But right? he was like walking in faith, you know, like
right.
he was like, I feel the need to go do this. And he's a reverend, so I feel like his entire life is based off of, like, oh. I have this feeling to go do this. I feel called to do this, so I'm going to do it because that's me stepping out in faith, you
right.
know?
Absolutely.
But he's human still in the end.
Well, we can be easily fooled. So, hey.
Hey. Hey. All right. Wow. Time just, like, flew by as we were talking about. Into our special segment.
Yes.
Okay. WWYD. Here's the setting.
Okay.
This man on the news has been said to heal, has been preaching good news, and has been impacting the masses. His following has grown to a tremendous amount, and he is said to be the second coming. Your friends and family are sold on the idea and plan on dropping what is currently going on in their lives. Jobs, bills, appointments, everything to go see this man in hopes of getting answers, in hopes of seeing miracles. They want you to follow them. What would you do?
Man, oh man. Well, see, this is the thing. If I didn't have the job that I currently had now, I'd be ready to go with you. To follow you.
Here's my job.
And this man, okay? But now that I got this job, listen, I'm...
Don't lose my job.
We got to be thinking about the future, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in hopes that, you know, he really is the Messiah, I mean, we would be living in utopia and I wouldn't have to worry about bills or going to work, and then that would be amazing. We could live in paradise. But if he isn't and he fooled us, now I gotta start all over. I don't know. I think I'm going to let them go and call me if something crazy happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Call me if something good happens.
I'm not going to drop
I'll everything. Be right behind you after you tell me something happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I love you. You're my family, but.
Like, right? He put you up in the paradise already. Same. And you're like, bet. Okay. I'm on my way. Save some room for me.
They're like, nah, you right. didn't come. Right. Like, nah, dang it. I lost my chance. Ooh. All right, that was a good one. That's good. Okay, news and gossip. Here we go. News and gossip. TV news. We have from Cinema Blend released yesterday. Messiah is at the risk of being banned in Jordan after its Royal Film Commission requested Netflix not to release it in the country. The request, which was shared ahead of Messiah's release in Jordan, read that the RFC had requested that Netflix refrain from showing the series in Jordan. A Netflix representative responded and stated that the company had yet to receive any formal legal request to remove Messiah from the country's version of Netflix. And Netflix rep added this, "Messiah is a work of fiction. It is not based on any one character, figure, or religion. All Netflix shows feature ratings and information to help members make their own decisions about what's right for them and their families." So the situation is interesting considering portions of Messiah were actually filmed in Jordan. And the Royal Film Commission supported the filming of the project initially. And Deadline reported that authorities had viewed synopses of the episode before awarding a tax credit and allowing the project to shoot in the area. But now it seems that the RFC was initially on board with Messiah, but has since changed its tune. So even though they were on board for them to shoot in Jordan, now they're saying, actually, we don't want it shown here. It's banned. It's done.
Ugh, I think that's so wild.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think that just because you're getting bad reviews and backlash that now you're kind of changing your mind.
I feel like if you got the synopsis, then you had to know what it was about.
My thing is, like,
you knew it was going to be controversial.
This is my problem. There's literally, like, in a show, it's not like it just gets pitched and then, like, next day they're filming. Like, right. It literally goes through such a rigorous thing to even get approved.
Right.
Do we like it? Do we want to pick up the show? Do we want to do it? Then there's so many production dollars that go into it, especially like a Netflix film. This is so, like, detailed and very well produced. So this was like millions of dollars they invested in. So right. Like, how do you're gonna spend millions of dollars on something that you're not, you know, 100% about? Like, come on. Like, so many people have saw this already. So
it's shady.
But see, that's the problem too, because it's like, it kind of goes both ways. There's so many things that kind of do get green lighted, and then there is a cultural problem. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I do understand that point of view too, but don't say, yeah, I'm so into it, and then be like, nope, actually I back out because you're hearing
that all of a sudden the people that are in your country hate it.
Right. Right. Like, actually, I don't want anything to do with this. I gotta go.
I wasn't here. Somebody's getting fired. Right. Sucks. Right. So that's our news and gossip for today. But we actually have to wrap it up. We spent so much time talking about deep things here, you guys. It was a really good episode.
So good.
Before we leave, Ebony, where can we stalk you?
On Instagram at EbonyChapman12 and then on Twitter at EbonyChapman.
Nice. And I am, of course, Tatiana Marisa at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms, so you can find me anywhere. All right, you guys, that is it. We will catch you for the next episode. Until then, bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.